Let's give thanks to the man who brings us the weather forecast every day we are on the air here on The Breakfast Club, or just about every day except for a few. That is Mr. Thanksgiving, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. And I'm glad you introduced me that way, because I have this poem that I thought was especially apropos for this Thanksgiving, this time of the year. And I said, I'm going to read it to all our listeners. It's by an unknown author. Nevertheless, though, it really is just, in my opinion, perfect. So let's start. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each, be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. How about being thankful for your mistakes? They'll teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for all your troubles, and they can become your blessings. Isn't that a beautiful poem?
There you go. It's a very beautiful poem.
I think so, especially in these times. So, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope it's safe. Weather-wise, it's not going to be the greatest weather, but it's certainly not the worst. We'll have increasing clouds, 45 to 50 today. Rain comes in after midnight tonight, low 40s. Periods of rain will taper to probably drizzle in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day, 50 to 55. I think Friday will have some sun. The shower activity is going to be very, very, very unlikely, 60. And partly cloudy Saturday. I said a scattered shower or two. Now I think it's just going to be partly cloudy, mid-50s, and Sunday will be sunny with highs in the mid-50s. So relatively mild weather through much of the weekend, including tomorrow, which will rain, but it'll be mild.
Rain and mild. About so. Yeah. What do you think the temperatures will be?
I would say in the mid-50s.
Not mild enough for me.
Well, it will be next month, and that's only next week.
If it gets to 60... and rain, I feel just a whole lot better about it.
Well, you watch your thermometer and report back to us on Monday.
I'll forget it by Monday. I'll forget it by yeah. Friday.
Exactly. So that's it. I heard they're going to be putting checkpoints at bridges and subways and stuff like that. And that is to check people from out of state. Now, my question is, and I don't know if you know the answer, does that pardon New Jersey and Connecticut?
I don't know, but I know Connecticut has increased the fines now. It doesn't matter whether you're a business or a restaurant, if you get caught violating the law, $10,000 fine. $10,000. I don't know how they're going to do all this. I think this is more to try to scare people into staying home than actual enforcement. It's really hard to enforce it. It's going to, you got to be very lucky if you're a state police officer in any of the states trying to enforce it where you have a solid case or anything like that. So I think it's more of a just another way of saying, please stay home, don't travel. But they put some, especially for restaurants that break the rule, they put teeth in it. But they figured they can't put teeth in it for just the restaurants if they also don't put teeth in it for private individuals. But I really think if you're a private individual, I can't see a state police officer pulling you over and fining you $10,000 on Thanksgiving for going visit your family. I could be wrong, but I just think it's more. It's a bluster to try to keep people off the roads, and it's smart bluster. It's a more stringent way of saying, please, keep these celebrations as small as possible. So I, but because I don't think there's any way you can enforce it in between New York and Connecticut, in between New York and Massachusetts, in between Connecticut and Massachusetts, and in between New York and New Jersey. I just think it's impossible. In New York and Pennsylvania, I think it's really impossible to enforce it along state lines. Maybe inside the state, you know what I mean? Well, right, inside the state, you can enforce it. But like where I live, and like where you live, because there's a lot of people that are traveling interstate normally anyway, where you live. I mean, you got the Tappan Zee Bridge, then you've got the bridges across the Hudson River. I mean, so it, I think it's community by community is what I think is going to be. So, but I know that I won't have to worry about it because I'll come in the morning and I'll leave and go home, and then there's football on at 1, 4, and I think 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so that's what you'll be doing. And, of course, I'll be going to Long Island and back. But, again, it's a small gathering, 7. That should be okay.
And you're not leaving the state. You're not crossing the lines and going to another state.
No, I'm not leaving the state. So. I would prefer to stay home, but family expects you to be there. And that's it. So we just take the necessary precautions and be safe and go from there. That's my point. And there's nothing more that we could do. We all could hope that things get a lot better by Christmas. My feeling is I doubt it. I don't want to be a pessimist, but you know as well as I do that within the next 2 weeks, the numbers have to go up. I'm not saying they're going to spike or be outrageous, but you know they have to go up because of Thanksgiving. Then the big question is, you have a couple of weeks after that to Christmas. So will they come down? So no one knows for sure. No one knows for sure. But, you know, the vaccine is supposed to be released when? Like the December 10th or 11th.
Yeah, but the general population is not going to see it until springtime.
But the frontliners will.
Yeah, the frontliners will. But the general population won't see it until April, probably April and May. So is when they'll start vaccinations, and then they figured they can vaccinate 20 million people a week. That would be so. That would mean if you want to do the whole 300 million population, you'd need about 10 to 12 weeks to get the because everybody needs two shots of
these two
shots.
Right.
So it's going to take, even at the fastest hyperspeed, whatever they want to call it, rollout, it's going to take 90 to 120 days to roll it out to everybody in the United States. So, but at least the percentage of people that say they'll take the vaccination are going back up. It's now back
right.
up. It's back.
It people was, are getting more confident.
It
right.
was it was down around 50%, a little under 50%. Now it's up around 60%. So we'll see what happens there. But before we wrap up, I have a couple of Halloween quotes that are my favorite. Okay.
Okay.
They deal with Halloween. One's from Irma Bombeck. Now most of you people don't know who
but
Irma
Halloween.
Bombeck is.
What? You mean Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yeah. Pardon me. Did I say Halloween?
Yeah.
Jeez, well, I mean Thanksgiving. Irma Bombeck, a food writer, food critic, everything like that. Her quote is, "I come from a family where gravy is considered a beverage." Okay. That's from Irma Bombeck. But my favorite quote comes from none other than Jon Stewart. You know, remember Jon Stewart? He's the one that made The Daily Show famous. His quote, let me find it here. It's just very funny, okay, and unfortunately very true. Here's Jon Stewart's quote on Thanksgiving. "I celebrated Thanksgiving the old-fashioned way. I invited everybody in my neighborhood to my house. We had an enormous feast, and then I killed them all and took their land." Jon Stewart. Now,
very nice.
Now, it is funny, and unfortunately... it turned out to be true, but oh, I love Jon Stewart and all the people that he spawned, all the comedians now that are doing so successful because of the Jon Stewart show. Amazing how one person can you're looking at the new host of the Daily Show who's gotten very famous, Stephen Colbert, who's very famous, John Oliver, who is also very successful and famous. I mean, you could go down the people that worked on his show that all made it really big. Oh, Lewis Black. Lewis Black made it huge. It's amazing.
And what is he doing now?
Who? John Stewart?
John Stewart,
yeah. He's with his wife. They've got a big farm where they take in rescue animals. He's doing various projects. He produces a lot of shows. He's a producer for a lot of shows. And he's done some voiceover and stuff, work like that. But that's what he's done. I think it's kind of cool. You know, he's still staying involved in the production end of it and stuff like that. So
that's great.
And he and his wife have that farm in upstate New York, and they take in rescue animals.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
very, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what, and also he fought like hell for the 911 responders to get Congress, if you remember, to extend the protection for all those first responders that went into the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
He showed up and basically embarrassed congressmen and senators into keeping that bill going to support these firefighters and police officers and other first responders, EMS, that were killed at the World Trade Center. So he does not have a life that is wasted. That's one. That's for sure.
That's great. That is great.
Now, who won Dancing with the Stars? Do you know?
It was a she. I think she was from The Bachelorette. Yeah, she was from The Bachelorette.
You really weren't into Dancing for the Stars this year.
Not this year at all. I watched the finale this week. Derek did a solo dance routine by himself that was comparable, if not even much more creative than Gene Kelly's Dancing with the Rain or any of the routines that Fred Astaire has done. There's no doubt in my mind that he is the Fred Astaire of the 21st century. There's no doubt. He is phenomenal. I'm not wild about his attitude and personality. I think since he had, you know, he's been judging and everything like that, he's become a little bit snooty, but aside from the dancing, can't take it away from him, and the choreography, phenomenal.
I guess there's nothing wrong with being a little snooty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been one that's been snooty.
You have to remember where you came from.
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, look at this. Now, someone's just tuned in to watch us very quickly. Precious Yamoa. So, Pat, say good morning to Precious.
Good morning, Precious.
What a name. I like that.
It is nice.
All right. Well, hey, I want you to have a good Thanksgiving, a bunch of days off, and we'll speak to you again on Monday, right?
Yes, and everybody, a wonderful and happy, safe Thanksgiving.
And don't eat too much pie.
I will not.
All right, Pat. Take
care. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.